Well, the New York State Pollution Prevention Institute at Rochester Institute of Technology is awarding grants around the state to implement programs that will raise awareness about pollution prevention, and one of the aims to establish prevention practices at a local level. The director of the institute, Dr. Anahita Williamson, joins us on the line right now to talk more about these projects. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. First of all, how long has this program been around at RIT, and what is your mission there?
Sure. It's been around since 2008, and we have an overall goal and mission to reduce the environmental footprint in New York State. But rather than focus on the end-of-pipe treatment, compliance, and regulations, we really have the luxury to focus further upstream in a manufacturing process and really focus on true pollution prevention, green engineering, and development of new innovative technologies that are implementable and cost-effective in New York State.
Well, what kinds of preventive programs are you talking about? What kind of programs do you fund?
Sure. We have five core programs, including research and development. We are partnered with four universities. We're at RIT, and we're partnered with Clarkson, University at Buffalo, and RPI. So we can fund both short-term and long-term research in the field of pollution prevention and sustainability. We also launched our student competition this past year, where we had students on campuses think about sustainability and come up with projects that would reduce their campus's environmental footprint, and we'll be spreading that to the rest of the state starting next year. We have a direct client assistance program where we're boots on the ground working with companies collaborating together on developing innovative solutions. We have a community grants program where we have the opportunity to fund not-for-profits by providing both technical and financial support to them, again, in the field of green engineering and pollution prevention. And we do training and workshops, and we also have sector projects, such as working with dry cleaners throughout New York State to move them away from using technologies with PERC to maybe more environmentally benign technologies like wet cleaning.
And the Department of Environmental Conservation provides the funding for you?
Yes, and it comes from the DEC, but it also comes from the Environmental Protection Fund. That's where it is in the state budget.
How are we doing statewide when it comes to pollution prevention and sustainability?
Well, you know, I think that we're doing really well. There's a lot of companies that are really moving towards green technologies, and we've actually developed a new program. It's called the Green Initiative, and we received funding from the state in order to help support both incubator companies, startup companies, and existing companies that want to accelerate and focus on green products and technologies.
And how do you decide which organizations would qualify for funding for programs like that?
Well, it's a good question. We have a screening process that we've developed, and we do a lot of work back and forth with the company to ensure that they have the green technologies that we're looking for and that we're investing our resources wisely. And so far, we actually launched this in April. We already have 30 to 35 companies that are interested in both. There's two programs. It's Green Technology Accelerator and the Sustainable Supply Chain and Technology. And there's already been a lot of excitement and interest.
Well, how are businesses, local businesses, able to go green maybe in more ways than they even realize?
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with just taking a look at their process and having a technical resource available for them. A lot of the small and medium-sized companies have challenges in the sense that they don't have a lot of resources. By having this institute, by having the state invest in us, we have the engineers to be able to go out and work together with the companies to identify where they are spending a lot of their money when it comes to environmental waste streams and how can we optimize their processes so, again, they can remain competitive, they can reduce their costs, and reduce their environmental footprint.
Any other benefits of implementing green technology in local business?
It's a great thing to do. It really talks to that triple bottom line, the people, planet, profit. Better technologies will make companies more competitive. There's more and more customers that are asking for it. And, you know, overall, it makes good business sense. And it also helps the community.
All right. Dr. Anahita Williamson, Director of the New York State Pollution Prevention Institute at RIT. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Take care.